It's Thursday, October 22nd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Switzerland's Federal Department of Foreign Affairs announced that Islamic terrorists in the West African country of Mali killed missionary Beatrice Stockley last month. The Muslims held Stockley since January 2016, along with other hostages, after kidnapping her for her faith. Stockley settled in northern Mali in 2000 and worked for a Swiss church and a missionary group distributing Christian materials. Psalm 116, verse 15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." The Netherlands health minister told Parliament last week that the country is likely to legalize the killing of terminally ill children between the ages of 1 and 12. The practice is already legal for people over 12 years old and for infants in their first year. The Netherlands became the first European country to legalize euthanasia in 2002. And by 2016, the number of daily euthanasia killings rose to 16, accounting for 4% of annual deaths in the country. On Tuesday, the Christian Post interviewed U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He has been outspoken in his Christian faith, serving as a soldier, small businessman, member of Congress, CIA director, and now Secretary of State. Pompeo said he started pursuing Christ seriously during his freshman year at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Ever since then, Pompeo said he has made time each day to pray and read the Bible or Christian materials. And Pompeo has used his platform to promote religious freedom internationally. When handling the tough decisions on the global stage, Pompeo said, quote, "I do my best to turn to God each and every day for sustainment and understanding, wisdom and endurance to execute this mission," end quote. Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. held outdoor worship services on Sunday for the first time after suing the district over coronavirus lockdown restrictions. Associate Pastor Bobby Jameson preached on the nature of civil government from Psalm 72, verse 11.
"All kings will one day acknowledge Jesus as king. All rulers will one day bow before the rule of Christ. All earthly authorities will one day answer to the authority of Christ. There are two basic forms the submission can take. One is humble trust and obedience, which can happen now and bring glory to Christ through the submission to his authority. The other is being unwillingly humbled by his just judgment on the last day. All earthly authorities will either do their duty to Christ or receive their doom from Christ. They will become either his willing subjects or his conquered captives. Earthly political power has the aura of finality. In human terms, every buck stops somewhere. Every chain of command has a last link. Every appeals process eventually comes to an end. A bill is blocked by veto, or the veto is overridden. But that aura of finality tempts us to draw false conclusions. It tempts us to think that human authority is the highest authority. It tempts us to think that human power is the highest power. But right now, as each of us draws breath, Christ holds an office far higher than that of any earthly leader. And one day, he will divest all authority from all those who have resisted his rule."
Psalm 72, verse 11 says, "Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him." Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia, has banned editors from expressing support for biblical marriage. Messages like "one man, one woman" have been removed from editors' profiles. However, pro-homosexual profiles have not been taken down. Even Wikipedia co-founder Larry Sanger wrote this year that the encyclopedia's neutrality policy is dead at this point because of religious and political bias. The National Clearinghouse Research Center released a report last week finding that a month into the fall semester, undergraduate enrollment is down 4% compared to last year. Freshman enrollment is down a striking 16%. Meanwhile, enrollment at primarily online institutions increased by 7%. These educational disruptions come as many colleges transitioned online back in March during coronavirus lockdowns. And finally, World War II hero Jim Fiesel died last Thursday at the age of 95. The Alabama man served in the 12th Armored Division and drove a tank through a gate of Dachau in Germany to liberate thousands of prisoners from a Nazi concentration camp. In a video interview with the Decatur Daily in 2015, Fiesel shared how he became serious about his faith 4 years before going to war.
So at the end of this service, I got on my knee and I said, "Lord, I need help. I need a remake, and I want you to take charge of my life." And 4 years later, I'm at war.
One of the concentration camp survivors, Bob Sawada, reunited with Fiesel for an interview on WAAY ABC 31 back in April. Sawada said, quote, "I think you were sent by God. God sent you," end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, October 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.